Jesus' name, amen. I thank God for this chance and this opportunity. Thank God for Dr. Thompson. You can be seated. I thank God for Dr. Thompson. And I'll tell you a little story. My mom, didn't the Lord use Dr. Forbes this morning? Amen. Praise God. Thank God for Dr. Forbes. Thank God. I know Pastor Barbara Thomas is here as well. I do honor her as well. Amen. I'll tell you a little story. My mother, I was on the phone talking to her, and she was, you know, my mom always encouraged me, how the Lord is using me, so forth and so on. And then as we were talking, she said, I saw this man on TV. You know, she know I follow Dr. Thompson, but I don't know. It seemed like she just missed something in the communication some kind of way. But she said, I was listening to this man on TV, Leroy Thompson. He said, that man is anointed. I'm telling you, he is anointed. She said, now, Junior, she called me Junior sometimes, or sometimes she called me, but she said, now, Junior, you anointed too. I said, Mom, you ain't got to fix it up. I said, the man is my teacher. I said, that's my teacher, Mom. So as I travel all around, he's the one that's training me and helping me go to another place. So I'm grateful for that. I want you to go in your Bibles to Amos chapter 3. And the base scripture this morning, I probably won't need an hour, but just kind of stick with me. I won't need an hour, but stick with me. And I want you to go to Amos chapter 3 and verse number 3. And I just want to share some things that I know because God has been training me in these things, and I pray it will help you. I pray it'll help you. In Amos chapter 3, we're dealing with when the Holy Spirit is in charge. Amen. And so what I want to talk about is being in agreement with God. And we know, you know, God the Holy Ghost. We understand that, right? God the Holy Ghost. You know, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. So we want to talk about being in agreement with God. Being in agreement with God. And I feel like a lot. Let me just read the scripture here. Amos 3 and 3. I want to read from a few different translations. Let me read it in the King James first. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Are you listening to me? Can two walk together except they be agreed? Now I'm going to read in a few other. In other words, two cannot walk together except they be agreed. Now in the Amplified it says, do two walk together except they make an appointment and have agreed? Come on, you follow? In other words, there's not going to be an appointment unless two people get in agreement. We're going to meet at such and such a place at such and such a time. And for whatever purpose. Y'all follow me? Now, let me read out of the Message translation, and then we'll begin to look at a few other things. The Message translation says, can two people walk hand in hand if they aren't going to the same place? No, we got to deal with this. See, because the thing we have to understand is that the Holy Spirit is your divine escort. And he's trying to take you to places that he is familiar with, but you may not be familiar. Therefore, you're going to have to trust him. I'm just repeating a lot of things that Dr. Thompson has taught us this week and other speakers. I'm just going to embellish and maybe come from a different angle to just help us see some stuff. So, I mean, can two walk together except they be agreed? So, what we have to do, we have to get in agreement with the Holy Ghost. I want you to really get that in your spirit. We have to be in agreement with the Holy Ghost. So I use this example. Every year, right before the beginning of the year, I write down my goals for the new year. Does anybody else in here write down their goals for the new year? You know, you're like, you write down your goal. Praise God, I got my goals. And so I have my goals on this paper, and then I call myself being disciplined, organized. I'm going to look at my goals, and this is what I'm going to do. And if it ain't on this paper, somebody going to get it after a while. And if it's not on this paper, I'm not going to do this. because God showed me this in November, December. It's now January. It might be February. It might be April. And so what I was doing, the mistake I was making, maybe you can learn from my mistakes. I was holding the Holy Spirit to last year's information. Glory to God. Now, I just got to walk through this thing because I want you to get the essence. The biggest thing holding us back is what you see in the mirror. It's us. Maybe it ain't you, but it's me. The Holy Ghost, my God, is trying what all he can to obey the word. Give, and it shall be given. Good measure. Okay, let's deal with that for a moment. Our job is to give. It is God's job to determine the rest of the scripture. See, your job, give. God's job, and it shall be given. Good measure. So press down, shaking together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. So it is not up to us to determine how the harvest is coming. You better hear what I'm trying to tell you. Now, Ephesians 3:20. You don't have to turn down, but I want you to, we all know this. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. He is able to do now unto him, not unto you. See, the problem is we are allowing our past experience to hinder our future experience. You need to let that sink down. See, you can't allow your past experience to affect your future experience, because you're basing God, you're judging God based on where you have been. The Holy Ghost, God is doing all he can, man. Man, we've been sowing. Do you know, Dr. Thompson, some of the best ground in the world? And we've been sowing. We didn't even know nothing about. I'm going to get my tithe. I'm going to get my offering. The Lord had to twist our arm to get that out of us. Now we freely sowing and we're giving. I want to say to you today that you cannot, do not stop God or do not hinder God in the way he wants to manifest your harvest. He'll sneak up on you. I don't think you heard what I said. He will sneak up on you. Here's some things. Why, Lord have mercy. Why you giving? The Lord says, and it shall be given. It's coming straight from heaven right now. And it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over. When you give, God goes into operation, setting stuff in order for your blessings. They have meetings in heaven on you. How they going to bless you and how they going to load you up with benefits. But you got I got my goals for the year, and I'm looking on this sheet and the Holy Ghost trying to take me one way, but it ain't on my sheet. Let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost is your spiritual GPS. He is the one guiding you. In other words, if the Holy Ghost got in the car with you and you said, well, where are we going? Let's punch. You don't have to punch in anything. He has an internal GPS system. Now, walk with me for a moment. Now, the thing about us, if we hadn't been where the Holy Ghost is trying to lead us, but the Holy Ghost has been. He's already been there. He's already checked it out. You remember over in Psalms 23, he prepares a table before you. Lord, you didn't catch it. He prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. God will go ahead of you, and God will denote some things. God will set some stuff in motion, and then the Holy Ghost will escort you to your own party. God. And if you got a birthday party and they trying to get you to the party, you are the reason for the party. The Holy Ghost is trying to escort us somewhere where we have never been, and we're fighting them the whole way. Oh, Lord, let me take my time. See, watch this. It's your past experience that's hindering your future experience. four messages. Earlier in the year, the Lord gave me a message on, behold, I do a new thing. And what I'm recognizing more and more is that people continue to keep leaning on their own understanding. Watch this, leaning on their own experience. You can become religious when it comes to what God has been able to manifest in your life so far. You can become religious. You can become stubborn. Have you ever said to somebody, I don't care what nobody say, I know this is so. And then you ended up be wrong? Let me go. My God, let me dig in here. Let me go to my notes. Go to John. Go to John chapter 16. You can vex the Holy Ghost. Listen to me. How can two walk together except they be agreed? That's our base scripture, Amos 3:3. You have to get in agreement with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost don't like to hang around folk that don't want to listen to him and think they gonna lead him. Let me tell you, you will never lead the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost has got to lead you. The Holy Ghost has already received instructions from heaven. Dr. Thompson told us that he was in the boardroom. He already know the way it's supposed to go. And all he's doing is trying to escort you. It's hard to carry somebody somewhere and they fighting and screaming the whole way. The Lord is trying to take some of y'all somewhere and you fighting God the whole way based on your past. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but God can care less about your past. You hook up with the Holy Ghost is on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My goodness, Jesus. All right, what did I tell you? John 16. Now, John chapter 16, verse 13. Verse number 13. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. So if I can just say it this way, the Holy Ghost has received instructions. He ain't listening to you, he listening to God. My brother, Dr. Randolph, taught us, you cannot tell God, tell the Holy Ghost which way it's going to go. You need to find out, you need to get over in the spirit and find out which way God want to do it and flow with him. Amen. Have you ever seen somebody fighting their help? Do you know the Holy Ghost is a helper? Huh? You know, Dr. Forrest over here is an advocate, a standby. Isn't it a shame when you're fighting the very one that's trying to help you? He's trying to take you somewhere, but because you think you know so many scriptures and you so deep in God, you trying to check the Holy Ghost out. But he's taking you to unfamiliar territory. That's why the apostle said you have to trust him. My goodness, my God. Oh, glory to God. All right, verse 14. He shall, oh my God, here it is right here. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. One of the Holy Spirit's role is to glorify the Father. That's all he want to do, make sure that God get the glory. Now, I'm going to tell you, what, man, you have to yield to that. Lord have mercy. Now, let's go back to Ephesians 3:20. I know we didn't turn there, but you know the scripture. Now unto him, come on, let's walk with it. Now unto him that's able to do exceeding, abundantly, above all I can ask or think, right? In other words, things that are not even on my radar. He's able to do that. Now, but it is going to be according, to the power that worketh within. So in other words, when the Holy Spirit, when your spirit get in agreement with God, then God can release the kind of power, the kind of manifestations that he really want in your life. My God. Maybe this will help you see it. The Lord has blessed us. We live in a 9,000 square foot mansion on the lake. And we have a terrace. So the terrace, if I can step down here, the terrace, let's say you got a terrace, you got brick, you got concrete pillars. Dr. Phillips would know all about that. You got concrete pillars going all around, right? And so we got this whole terrace area in the lake over there. You know, lake right over there. You just go right down the backyard, you know, in the grass, and the pier in the lake right there. So now you see where that door is right there? The lake right there, right there. So glory to God. So we had this aluminum, I guess it's cast iron aluminum, some type of furniture, some stuff that came, Lord Jesus, let me slow my spirit down. I'm telling you, I'm trying to be a calm. I'm just as crazy as I can be. I'm telling y'all, but Dr. Forrest get on me so when I just go on. So I'm trying to teach, I'm trying to stay line upon line. I'm just as crazy as I can be, but I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it. I can do it. I can do it. So we got this terrace out there, right? And I'm going to show you, Lord have mercy. Exposure. Now, I know y'all here this week. Are you looking at stuff? It's the word. It's the word. You're getting the word. But are you seeing? Are you paying attention? Do you, Lord God, you are seeing things that were possible all along. You just didn't know. Oh my God. Is it possible, Dr. Forbes, that the Holy Ghost escorted some of y'all here this week? Not only is he giving you the word, but he's showing you some stuff. My God. It wouldn't be fair. It wouldn't be fair. It wouldn't be fair for God to bring you to a place, be around all of this, if he didn't have any of this in your future. Yeah. My goodness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, glory to God. So, let me go back to the terrace. So we had some old furniture, this stuff that was green. I don't know, it came from Target or somewhere, Walmart. I don't know where it came. You know, but see, let me tell you something. Oh my goodness, my God. When God starts taking you to new places, there are certain places you can't shop at no more. Now listen. Ain't nothing wrong with Target, ain't nothing wrong with Walmart. It just depends on what level you on. And let me help you. You can frustrate, vex the Holy Ghost when you keep going to places that he has graduated you from. Now you got to listen to what I'm trying to tell you now, because you're trying to save God a dollar and you are insulting the Holy Ghost because there are different levels of furniture that you can get. And so anyway, we were out there, and you know, it was green, and it was chipping, the paint was chipping. We had already sandblasted the paint in it before, and I was looking at it, the doggone umbrella was fading. And but it didn't bother me. We got all these beautiful rooms in the house, and the terrace sitting right in the middle. Got the master bedroom over here. Got the living room right here. The family room over here. A screen-in porch over there. But you know what? The Holy Ghost, see if you pay attention. Watch this. Glory to God. He will change you from the inside out. You don't see with your eyes. You see through them. So, glory to God. It never bothered me when I saw it before. But then I went on the road with Dr. Thompson to Seattle. Then I went on the road to Baltimore. Then I went on the road to Baton Rouge. Then I went on the road to Texas, Beaumont, Channelview. And I kept hanging around. Then I had a nerve to go over to the mansion. And I kept seeing things, and I kept being around, and I kept experiencing things. And what God did, the Holy Ghost was working on what I saw. Yeah. My God. So it never bothered me before. I was fine with it. Then one day I came off the road on a Saturday and I went out there and it hit my, because my spirit had been primed and conditioned and settled in the word. And now all of a sudden, so to help it, I took the faded umbrella and took it downstairs so I didn't have to see it. And I walked away and I looked back. I said, we got to do something about this. So on that Sunday, one of my sons in ministry is here, Pastor Kenneth Johnson, who's also an LTMA, and his bride. I had to do their marriage on that Sunday. I was on my way there, calling front gate, ordering everything new. I said, my wife said, I want a fire table. I said, we got a fireplace right outside on the terrace and right around the corner. But how many people know what mama want mama get? My goodness. So, you know, it was amazing. I'll tell you about it because I got to testify. And the Holy Ghost was happy. The Holy Ghost was like, I'm glad you finally saw what I've been seeing all along. Oh, you better hear. Oh, you didn't catch this. You know, somebody going to get this. Be seated. I'm going to make sure you get this. No, you got to hear what I just said. You understand me? You have got to hear what I just said. You got to hear what, are y'all going to hear what I just said? See, the Holy Ghost put us in this beautiful, lavish home. You can't put no any kind of furniture. Has anybody ever moved and some of that mess, some of that old stuff you had could not even, you say, I ain't taking this junk to this new place. Come on, y'all. Somebody gonna get the point. In other words, it was fine with that old. The old goes with old. Lord have mercy. Are y'all listening to what I'm trying to tell you? So when you moved in a new place, you said, this can't go. When the Holy Ghost is trying to do a new work in you, my goodness. You cannot keep doing the same old stuff. You cannot continue to behave in the old way. You cannot continue to think like you used to think when the Holy Ghost. My goodness. Now, the Holy Ghost didn't like what we had on that terrace for the last 6 years. We've been in the house 6 years. The Holy Ghost didn't like it. And so what the Holy Ghost had to do was to work with me because it's an inside job. Lord have mercy, Joe, glory to God. So what I saw looked okay with me until the Holy Ghost got on the inside. And then every time you pray in the Holy Ghost, you know, building up your most holy faith, praying. And so, a lot of times you praying and you just hallelujah, glory to God, blah, 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 something that you ain't even trying to think about. The Holy Ghost is working you over. He's making you over, and he's conditioning you so you can get an agreement. Lord, I sense something right now. Watch this. It's a lot of stuff that's been held up because you haven't got an agreement. In order in the earth's realm for us to release this contract, both parties have to be in agreement. Am I teaching up in here or what? Are you listening to what I'm trying to tell you? And so what's holding you up is your lack of agreement with God. God is not going to get an agreement with you. You have to get an agreement with God. And I tell you another thing, the Holy Ghost, oh yeah, thank you, Holy Ghost. It's some things you haven't received because it ain't God's will. It's too small. It ain't enough. God can't get no glory out of that mess. Y'all didn't hear me. No, you want a preacher to play with y'all. Y'all don't want to hear the truth. Glory to God. This stuff that's holding you up, your mind. So that whole patio set, that Holy Ghost was happy, man. And then, you know, went on and got it done. I'm supposed to be doing a wedding. I'm on the phone ordering it. Holy Ghost like, go ahead, boy. You follow what I'm saying? Oh, Jesus. So, okay. So we got the fire pit, got a big couch, and got two swivel rocking chairs. that can spin around so you can see the water, and then got two more swivel rockers with the ottoman. Put your feet up. Put some flowers up there. The Lord love it. And you know, and then you know what I'm gonna do? You know what I'm, what, why you need all that? So I can sit out there and meditate. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna meditate. My goodness. See, it's all kind of information. The Holy Ghost helping me right now, I'm telling y'all. It's all kind of information out there. That's trying to, oh, Jesus, okay, Lord. Lord God, Lord Jesus, Lord. Be seated. You got to hear this. You got to hear what I'm going to tell you now. Listen to me carefully. Listen to me carefully. Tell the Holy Ghost helping me. He digging up notes. You know, he digging up my notes. I ain't even looking at them. He digging them up. Listen to what I'm telling you. Listen to what I'm saying to you now. The devil's, this is, he hate me for telling you this. His plan when you leave here is to get you around fleshly people. That's what the Apostle Thomas said. Be careful who you have lunch with. People tell me, I need to talk to you. No, you need to check everything. Check it. Check it. Mm-hmm. This is what the Holy Ghost. Watch this. You have to be careful who you listen to. I'm talking about preachers now. I'm talking about folk on the Word Network. I'm talking about folk on TBN. I'm talking about folk on whatever Christian channel there is. Watch this now. I'm going to teach you. The Holy, my goodness. It's not, see, people would say, well, that's, it's the Word of God. No, but you got to look at the container that's delivering the Word. Now, to help you get this, the Lord going to use my pharmacy background. The Lord showed me that when you take a pill, I didn't say a capsule, huh? When you take a pill, that pill is coated. It has a protective coating on it because the saliva in your mouth has acidity. Come on now, you got to get this. And if it wasn't coated properly, then it would break down in your mouth instead of where it's supposed to react. So because of that, you have a certain pH in your system. And depending on where they want that particular tablet to break down, they have to buffer it accordingly. So what happens is, this is when the Holy Ghost dropped down. Before you get the active drug, you first come in contact with the container. You first come in contact with the thing that's coating or protecting it. That breaks down in your body first before you ever get the active drug. Now, what does all this mean? When you're standing up there listening to somebody, just because they got a suit on, a tie, bow tie, whatever tie, and they standing up behind the pulpit, listen to me, whoever they are, you are getting their spirit first before you get the word. This is a Selah moment. You need to meditate on what I just said to you. It ain't just the word. No, you got to look at the container. If, Lord Jesus, I don't want to say it, but if they are whore, you're going to get a whore before you get the word. And we sitting around, where's the word? They preaching the word. And you got it on that channel, you taking a nap? No, I ain't taking a nap on nobody. And what they'll do, because their spirit is contaminated. They got a gift to minister and all that kind of stuff. But what you encounter first before you ever get the word is, see, remember that coating on that tablet I told you? That breaks down in your body first. So you get who they are before you get this. Y'all ready for this? So once you get who they are, it blocks this. That's why I thank God for Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr. A holy man of God. My goodness. Be seated. I hope it's helping you. My goodness, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Now, the Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus. Man, see, the Holy Ghost, listen. Every time I come to camp meeting, I see excellence. It provokes me to go back and do something. I hope it's provoking somebody else to go back and do something. Now, let me tell you something about excellence. See, the Holy Ghost, remember we read over in John 16, we read 13 through 15, but 14 talked about, I believe it was 14, yeah. It talks about he's come and he shall glorify me. Are you listening to him? Glorify me. It is the Holy Spirit's job to make sure God gets glory. It is the Holy Spirit's job to make sure God gets glory. And also is the Holy Spirit's job. So in order for God to get the glory, you need some money. When you excellence costs, the Holy Spirit will help you, will get you the funds so you can make God look good. Because the Holy Spirit's job is to make sure God gives the glory. He has come so that Lord Jesus, let me go back. Let me read it myself. He shall glorify me. Mount Gilead looked pretty good. But you know what we did? We said, I went out there and saw this lob out here. You know, you go through that door and then go to another set of doors. Then you hit, boom, my goodness. It'll bring you to your knees. Now, you can't walk up in that lobby and say, praise the Lord, I've been used to this. You ain't been used to this. So it provoked us. We had a pretty decent looking lobby. But now, right now, for the last 3 weeks, they've been turning the floor out and putting down new, some porcelain look like marble. Put the logo in the middle of the floor, 10 feet by 10 feet. That's 100 square feet. Sure, man, I feel all right. And watch this. And the Holy Ghost love it. He helping us, man. We got to send people, all these worshipers, we got two services. Every Sunday morning, they got to come through the administrative door. Holy Ghost love it. So don't be sitting around talking about, well, I can't afford that. Get an agreement. Man, you see this? Lord, you want me how this? You really want me to do this for my church? I'm going to tell you a major secret. Make his house look good, he'll make your house. Now, I'm going to give you something to help you. I'm going to give you a major point here. When you more concerned about your house than God's house, that ain't the order. He shall glorify me. You need to make sure God's stuff is straight. Then God will make sure your stuff's straight. My goodness. Okay, Lord Jesus. Lord. All right, Romans 5:20. The Holy Ghost helping me, man. My goodness. Man, what would happen if more preachers let the Holy Ghost help them? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to go to Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 20. Man, the Lord must love me. Glory to God. I'm telling you, the Lord must love me, man. When the Lord brought Dr. Thompson in my life, I said, I know the Lord loved me. You know what? Watch this. I want you to get this. It was an indication to me that the Lord is going to take me to another place that I have never been before. Y'all got to catch this, y'all. The Lord says, not only am I going to take you to a place I know you're not familiar with it, I'm going to help you. I'm going to put somebody in your life to help you see where you're going yourself. You didn't catch that. So it's amazing to me that God would say, now, not only am I going to take you to some places and show you some things you've never seen, I'm going to put somebody in your life to show you where you're going. I'm going to, Lord have mercy, my goodness. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 5, verse 20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. Be seated, please. But when sin abounded, grace did abound. Did do what? Oh, Lord Jesus. When sin abound, When sin abounded, grace did abound. Lord God. But when sin abounded, grace did much more abound. But when sin abounded, now this is what the Lord showed me. It's like a chess match. I'm sitting up there just being, I don't know what word I want to use. I got my goals. I'm gonna stick with my goals this year. I'm gonna be disciplined. Praise God. I'm not gonna go off. I'm gonna stick with these. Because I believe last year, if I had stuck with these, we would have got all of them done. Shoot, man. You know, now God told me I'll burn that paper up. You know, it's all right. That can be somewhat a starting point, but it can't be the ending point. I mean, the Holy Ghost trying to reveal God to you every day of your life. And so wherever you were, you was at that point in God back in November, like when I wrote my goals, December, January. Have you grown? February, March, April, May, June, July. We 8 months later. Okay, let me help you see it this way. In a chess match, what you do, you don't make your move until the other person make their move. Once they make their move, then based on what they did, you have to look at the whole the map of the whole board to consider what they did before you make your next move. Could it be that God, through the Holy Ghost, is trying to come to you? So when sin is abounding, so grace can abound much more. So it's certain things the Lord may have shared with you, but he's making adjustments. Oh, Lord Jesus. I got to say it a little bit better. Oh, God, Jesus. Okay, Lord. Based on where you are, sometimes God will give you certain information based on where you are because he know you can't handle it. Y'all ready? I'm about to tell you something here now. What God will do, he won't tell you the whole thing because he know you think it's the devil talking to you. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, we so far gone sometimes that we can't pick up. So what the Lord will do is give you just a little hint of what he really want to do to just get you to get out the house and get in the car. And then while you are walking with him, glory to God, you know the Holy Ghost, Dr. Thompson showed us there, the Holy Ghost will talk to you. Right. While you're walking with him, and then he's steadily revealing the whole thing to you. My, isn't that a shame that God, I remember when I was ministering, I used to preach, I used to wear a robe and I preach. I came from the AME church, got in the Baptist church. So I thought I don't know how to hoop. So I felt like I needed to try to hoop. I need to try to do all that. And so one Sunday, the Lord said, I want you to teach this morning. We had two services. The Lord said, I want you to teach this morning. So I was like, okay, I'm going to teach like I do on Wednesdays. So I said, I'm going to preach on Sundays, teach on Wednesday. So I'm going to teach the first service. Then after the first service, in between services, the Lord said, I want you to teach the next service. I said, okay, this is a one-time thing. Mm-hmm. Watch this. The Lord trying to take me somewhere. He's trying to give me a mega ministry. Don't nobody want to hear nobody hollering all the time. They need somebody to teach and break down stuff and get some revelation in their life. It hurt me on the way home that the Lord couldn't just tell me. He had to do it in stages. Amen. Amen. Now, so you have to be open to the adjustments. Even in football, they have halftime. You know, they have to adjust things depending on what the defense is doing, and if they haven't been able to score, they have to make some halftime adjustments. And when the devil is going crazy and the gays are coming out the closet and the devil's doing whatever he's doing, grace is abounding much more. Matter of fact, the Lord said, I was going to bless you, but now I'm really going to bless you. Oh, God, man. My goodness, man. I'm looking forward to the day that when every church in LTMA is debt-free. Watch this. When every pastor's home is debt-free. When every member's home. What they gonna say then? My God, I feel something coming on me right now. I mean, what folk gonna say when you got evidence? When they want to laugh at prosperity and laugh at what we're doing. And y'all just following this man all around the country. But what are they going to do when we show them the results? Oh, God. Oh, glory to God. Go to Amos 9:13. This may be my last verse. This may be. Lord have mercy. No, I think this is going to be my last verse. I think it is. The Holy Ghost, Lord have mercy. What did I just say? Lord, okay, Amos 9:13. Amos 9:13. Glory to God. You ever had somebody step on your heel? Come on, y'all. Lord, let me get to the scripture. Lord have mercy. Amos chapter 9. What scripture did I say? Verse 13. Glory to God. Amos 9:13. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed, and the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. Hold on, let me see something. Let's see. Okay, all right. All right, let me. What? All right, the Message translation. That's what I've been looking for. All right. I learned this on the road with Apostle Thomas. I learned this scripture. I said, Jesus, yes, indeed. It won't be long now. Glory to God. God's decree. Now, you got to get ready for this. Things with an S. Are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. My God, man, Jesus. Now this scripture. You know, it's amazing how God will use the man of God to proclaim some stuff, to get it in your spirit, to prepare you for what the Lord already had planned. You know what? Oh, my goodness. You know how people have short-term plans and long-term plans? I believe God got short-term and long-term plans for you. And some of God's longer term plans, or whatever he has in the future, he has to bring somebody in your life to try to activate some faith in you to believe that something is about ready to change in your life. Even when God wanted to change, he has to activate some stuff on the inside of you to get you prepared. So this scripture, when it talks about one thing, hold up a minute, on the heels of the other, did it say that? One thing fast on the heels of the other. You ever had somebody hit your heels? You're like, my God, what's going on? It's almost like what's behind me won't give me a chance. My goodness, man. I'm going to just share some stuff with you. This scripture has been reality in my life. Mm-hmm. This year. Then the Lord been good to me for a long time. But I'm going to just share some stuff he done so far this year. You see this Rolex? This is a presidential Rolex. $34,000, whatever it was worth, whatever. I didn't pay a dime. One thing on the heels of the other. I'm going to just try to help you. We have a generator at the house. I told you the house was over 9,000 square feet. And there is a generator at the house. And the generator run the whole house. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. One, all this year. All this year. Closed on, have some rental properties. Four of the properties refinanced with a lower interest rate. Two of them didn't even call the bank. They called me and said, here is the lower interest rate and no closing costs. One thing on the heels of the other. The major, the actual residence that we live in, the 9,000 square foot home, you wouldn't believe what they're going to do for that. They're working a deal, 10-year mortgage. How you going to go from a 30-year mortgage to a 10-year mortgage? A lower interest rate. My goodness, my Jesus. Let me look at them. And all this happening this year. Oh, this year. So on the lower level in the house, we got over, 2,500 square feet down there, whatever it is. And so one of the last parts, we need to put a flow in, and we got a 265-gallon saltwater tank, and the actual glass of the tank is in right now, and the rest coming behind it. One thing on the heels of the other. The whole cabinetry is going in. It's an L-shaped cabinet down there. Got an island in it. It will have some granite or marble on top. And two warmers, a refrigerator, two drawer refrigerators, excuse me, a dishwasher, an ice maker, and one more fireplace. Uh-huh. You don't understand. I'm gonna help you. Want one more fireplace? That'll make number 8. Now I know somebody in here think I'm lying, so let me walk through the rooms. And if I mess up, I'll get my daughter to help me. There is a fireplace in the master bedroom. There is another fireplace in the living room. There is a fireplace in the family room. There is a fireplace in the dining room. There is a fireplace in the screened-in porch on the other side of the other fireplace in the family room. That's five, right? There is a fireplace in the guest bedroom upstairs on the second level. That's six. There is another fireplace down below outside. On the outside. Now we're going to add another one on the other side. Oh, God. Don't know if I want to give God praise for... My goodness. Hallelujah. Hold up. Let me go to my notes. I left off a few things. I bought my wife a new ring. My goodness. It appraised for $39,500. One thing on the heels of the other. Lord have mercy. My God, I feel the anointing, man. I feel the anointing. I mean, he's doing one thing after the next, after the next. Man, I'm so filled up, I might buy one of my children a car. Glory to God. My goodness, Jesus. For our 25th wedding anniversary, we're going to Venice. And Nice, France, and Monaco. My God. One thing on the heels of the other. My goodness, my God. My God. That's it. Hey, you ready for my last statement? And the best is yet to come. Come see me at camp meeting, or come see me at the end of the year at the Prosperity Bible. Says anything else happened, and I'll tell you the rest.